Hello, kind of loud, and welcome to
the Bus Factor, mate. The Bus Factor.
I'm gonna turn that down a little bit.
Sorry, mate.
That's okay. Okay, no red light running there. I thought there might have been one who entered the intersection and bam, red light.
Yeah,
running.
I thought that was gonna be a number five, to be honest.
Is that the like least
blocking?
Blocking, yeah.
Yeah.
As in, like,
it's the one that's like cut in stone to be illegal. If you know what I mean.
Cut in, no, I don't. Set in stone?
Cut in stone, mate.
No, what does it mean?
It means the same as set in stone.
Is this another one of those weird fucking things where you have weird versions of sayings?
We don't have any secondary thing. We don't really need it.
You reckon?
Nah, I'm not counting that.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm being a bit more lenient. Yeah, like there's...
Old mate tree is in the way. Look at him. Do you remember when that tree wasn't a massive problem for us?
Yeah, looking at the numbers, so I like didn't triage a bunch of stuff from January.
Yeah.
Going through now, it looks like they're getting better or not running as much.
Yeah.
Which might be the tree. I
it
don't
could
know.
Just be the tree. Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, I might just need to retrain it again.
Yeah.
I reckon, like, once every couple of months.
Do you reckon if you have two different video streams, one from one angle, one from the other?
Yeah.
Can you combine that to, say, find the red light runners? And on, like, so, for example, if you have it from two different angles, one here, one from the other end of the office, both pointing in roughly the same direction, that essentially gives a 3D stereoscopic view of the bus in 3D space.
Yep.
That's better.
Yeah. If you want to do it,
okay, I
you
see
have to write all the code for it.
Yeah, okay, that'd be cool though, because then you'd be down to a lot less false positives. It wasn't to one at least.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. So we haven't done a show in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we should. The first week, Hugh was away, and I was tired. I wasn't up for it.
Yeah, I was up in Auckland, and then. The next week you were in Melbourne.
Yeah, yeah. Because I thought you were kind of Melbourne, but you're busy. So,
yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah.
We're back. We're back.
So a lot
of
stuff has happened.
That's true.
There's been discussion. I don't think I've actually asked you yet. What do you define a red light runner?
I've seen some of the discussions. Well, tie me up and call me a counselor, because I consider red light running. Red light running, I think, is a colloquial term, so the legal distinction is less important. But I would say it is someone. It's tough, but I think it's someone who
it definitely is tough.
Someone who has the option of not going through a red light, but chooses to do so anyway.
Yeah.
So an example of what I wouldn't consider a red light runner, ignoring the context of the bus factor, just outside of this. Is if you're going, let's say there was a set of lights, you're going 100 k's per hour, it stays on yellow for 1 second. Even if you go through it, that's not your fault. I don't consider you a red light runner in that case.
Yeah.
But if like the intersection's blocked and you think, nah, fuck it, I'm going to go, I'll just go in there, mate. That, I think that's red light running.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting the council's perspective on this.
Hang on, the council's or the councillors?
I treat that as the council's perspective.
I wouldn't. I mean, do you treat my perspective as the entire perspective of the company I work for?
Yes.
You shouldn't do that. My Twitter profile explicitly says not to do that. No, it doesn't. I want to change my Twitter profile to everything I say is the representation of this company and just pick a random company. Like I everything I say is the opinion of Microsoft, for example.
But yeah, I mean, I've talked to the council about light timing issues in general, and they seem set in stone.
I didn't almost get hit, but he was, like, running.
Yeah.
Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, so they believe their traffic signals are perfect. Nothing can be changed. Can't see anything wrong with it.
But you just showed them the math, right? You were like, this is the math. It's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've even shown them the same standard they say they follow.
Yeah, and you're like, it doesn't meet it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, they're coming back to me tomorrow maybe. But, yeah, I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah, and that's a kind of important one to get right, because if the light timings aren't right, how does any of the rest of the enforcement work, right?
Yeah. But yeah, the one councillor, Kelby Freeman, he thinks that if you enter on an orange and then it turns red like a millisecond after you cross the intersection line,
yeah,
then it's not running a red light.
Yeah, I mean, I don't agree with that, but at least he has a definition.
Yeah. What's interesting is there's no real definition for that in the legislation.
Yeah.
There's up to a cop. If it is orange and you can safely stop, you have to stop. And if you don't, then you've broken that rule.
Oh, okay. I mean, if it's orange and you can safely stop. Yeah, I mean, that's...
But
that doesn't cover the case where you block.
There's another one for that.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you block the intersection, then that's illegal. And if it's red before you enter, then that's legal.
Well, then it does seem like that covers most cases, right? So,
except the cases where it turns red like a millisecond after you go in.
Yeah, but the question is, could you? It was yellow for 2 seconds before that.
Yeah, you hope.
Let's say the light timings are actually good.
Yeah, so I think the problem here is if the light timings are right, then
then
should kinda cover 100% of the problems.
The light timings are not correct. So
So you get in this weird situation where,
it's kind of like with boarding flights where the times that they say your boarding will start is not the time your boarding will start. Yeah. Your boarding will start 10 minutes after that.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting. So, like, hypothetically, you're probably breaking other rules at this point. But what if you're traveling at, like, 1 kilometer an hour and you cross the line on an orange?
But you could have safely stopped.
You cross the line, you're going at a normal speed, you cross the line on an orange, then you slow down considerably.
Yeah.
And it turns red, and then other vehicles or pedestrians get a green.
Is that not blocking?
That
is that not the blocking?
Nah, blocking is only when you're stationary.
Okay, so if you're slowly inching forward, which is almost worse, because then everyone else is like, is he going? Is he stopping? What's he doing? Okay.
But that's like purely hypothetical. Like, you can probably increase that speed to a more normal one and it's still an issue.
Yeah, well, there is the one where you come around the corner, you go, and then like it gets blocked and you have to kind of stop. So it does definitely happen. I presume like if a cop was there, they wouldn't.
Yeah, he's stressed.
They would get you on something else. Or they could get you on something else.
Anyway, yeah, I just thought I'd ask you that because I don't think I've asked you it, and it's an interesting problem.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd consider it an interesting problem. Like, I don't think there's a PhD student who's gone, there's a secret to the universe.
Well, it might mean that quite a lot of our results are wrong.
Yeah, but we get to decide what we consider red light running.
Yeah, like,
we're
at this
not making a legal judgment.
Yeah, well, I've asked the cops, and when they finally get back to me, we'll know.
That is a very optimistic of you. I'm sure the police will give you a correct answer that is not weasel words and will answer your question.
Yeah.
Not.
We'll see what happens.
Yes, we will.
Anyway, did you want to do some tech stuff?
Okay, we can do that. Got a little bit here. Not too much. Definitely more bus news this week, I think.
A lot of that's quick.
The big news of the week, of course. This one is actually pretty serious. The Terracue ENC400.
Oh, mate. I saw someone had a really good bug.
One really good bug or multiple?
I think, was it two?
Three.
Oh, three.
Though one of them wasn't super good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I posted two on... it's going to talk my game up. Posted on Full Disclosure. It's been going on for... How long has this been going on, this
Almost a year, right?
Almost a year. Yeah, that's right. RC on the login form, they were just like... They took your username and password and passed it to, like, command. So... Do you remember when we were finding it? This is the good part of the story. When we were trying to find it, we like tried the default creds.
Yeah.
And they didn't work. It wouldn't log us in. It was like giving us an error. And we're like, huh, weird. I guess they must have changed the creds. So we're looking. We found the RCE.
Didn't the login form just not work? Or was that another job?
It didn't work properly. Yeah. So no matter what you put in, it didn't seem to work. And so we just thought it was the creds. And then we did like, we saw it was like RCE. So we like tried North Bypass. Same error. Like, what the fuck? So we got a shell.
Yeah.
That's when we discovered that the code is so buggy, even with the correct password, you couldn't log in.
Yeah.
That's why we couldn't get in. I don't know. If you use any Terracue products, might want to get them checked out. Also, the firmware update does not fix the issues. So,
that's right, yeah.
It's unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. But a real tech story that is actually going to be more relevant to everyone. Drupal. Drupal getting...
Fucking
eight,
four,
mate.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know.
Oh man, do you reckon this will be a red light? Oh, no.
Have you read about the Drupal thing? Or have
people
you heard about
will
it?
Just be like, "There's no cars. What are they talking about?" Because they can't hear what we can hear.
That's true. We can hear an angry bus driver. He's no, it's a siren. But it didn't sound like it was coming down here. Have you read about the Drupal bug yet?
I haven't. I've been pretty full out this week.
Yeah, I've been the last 2 days as well. I had a look at it because I was procrastinating. So this is, it affects, get this, the way they describe it. It only affects you if you are running Drupal 8, which I think is the latest version.
Yep.
Or Drupal 4, but or something. Or Drupal 8 or 7 or something. It's got multiple Drupal versions. The latest one is included.
Yep.
You have the REST module enabled. I think that one comes by default, right?
Yeah, I think REST is enabled.
And here's where it gets weird. They're like, also, the last requirement to be able to exploit this is if your server handles patch requests. And I was like, what? No one.
What?
And then they were like, all post requests.
Oh,
yeah. What the fuck? Why didn't
that's
we leave with that?
Really weird wording.
Yeah, and they also, the fact that they were like,
can you imagine a server that doesn't accept post requests?
It's so weird. It's like, it's a Drupal website, dude. And they're like, to mitigate this, just simply disable patch and post requests. And I'm like,
what?
That makes it not useful. Were you going to log into your server? How the fuck are you going to do that? Like, oh.
Just do it all by Git, mate.
Yeah, yeah, wow.
How do you upload a file with a Git?
You can do it, but I wouldn't want to.
Yeah, you can do it like Base64 and file the file or something.
Yeah, exactly. You can do it.
But you can't do too much, though, because it's
just multiple requests. Right?
Oh, my God.
255 bytes at a time. Yeah, anyway, so this bug looks like deserialization. If I had to guess, I would guess that in the REST module, the process works essentially. A post request comes in. It thinks, oh, I need to edit an object.
Yep.
It deserializes some of the stuff. Like some of the deep down stuff. And then once it's got that object, it says, does this user have permission to edit this object? Yes, no. Of course, you see the issue here.
Yep.
You can deserialize before you check authentication. So the patch has kind of two major changes. It adds post requests as like a you've got to be authenticated dude. Like before it had a few in there, but not post. Like it was like checking for get or something, but not post.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is they've implemented like a safe unserialized function now, which like lol, but yeah, I guess. So if I had to guess, that was how you exploit it. I haven't seen a proof of concept for it yet. I don't think anyone else has. If someone knows Drupal, they could probably figure it out, but not me.
Cool. No, that's a good little bug.
It's a good one. It's going to be a giver. It's like the other Drupal get-ins. I think give it a week, it'll be proof of concepted, and then it's going to be usable on JAWS for the next 6 months, right?
Yeah. All right. Should we switch lanes again? So this one.
Yep.
We've got a lot of news stories, but like a lot of them are like quite quick. So
yeah,
we'll cover the more important ones first.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Do you read the newspaper?
No.
You don't?
Online newspaper?
Huh?
Online newspaper?
Yeah.
Yeah, occasionally. I tend to use Radio New Zealand.
Yep.
They seem to have the news stories that aren't absolute shit.
What about...
What's going on here? Oh, okay. It's doing that thing again where from the camera, it looks like he's slowing down for no reason.
Oh,
there's,
yeah.
There's an entire other bus in front of him blocking him. Oh, look. Blue Boy knew we were watching. Did you see that? He didn't want to block. Is it a car in the bus lane?
Naughty, naughty. Shame.
Shame.
Anyway, yeah.
Like, yeah, I read online newspapers, normally Radio New Zealand, though I got to admit...
You normally read Air New Zealand?
Radio New Zealand.
Oh, I thought you said Air New Zealand.
No, RNZ. But occasionally someone will link me a story on like Herald stuff. I saw one the other day.
Yep.
Get this.
Which?
Capital gains tax.
Yep.
Man with 80 rental properties says that capital gain tax will be bad for renters. I'm like, mate, you have 80 properties... You are definitely a bias observer in this capital gains tax argument.
Yeah, yeah.
I honestly thought it was a parody. Oh, easy. Fucking easy. Even Calvin Klein would accept that one.
No, I don't think he would, actually.
I said Calvin Klein, mate. Not fucking Calvin McFreeman. I don't know his name. Chris Calvin Freeman.
He was worried about meeting me because he thought I had sounded...
You have beaten the shit out of people before.
I have not. God, that is... slander and libel right there.
Is it and or is it just one or the other?
No, it's one of them.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, yeah. No, you haven't. That I know of.
Well, I don't know if that's actually illegal yet.
Illegal?
Yeah.
Because it's only blocking petitions?
Well, it's because it's
now
not
it's
red,
illegal,
but now
right?
It's illegal.
Okay.
I think it might have been illegal before.
Shame. But
yeah. Anyway, shame. Yeah, we've got some stuff. Yeah, so the story I was thinking of, there was actually an article in Stuff a couple weeks back.
Oh, shit. New Zealand's premier highest quality newspaper.
Based on something I did.
That sounds misleading, but carry on.
You know how I make OIA requests?
Yep.
Well,
oh, no, yeah, it was. Yeah, okay,
requests.
Local Government Information Act, also Contractors.
Nah, Information and Meetings Act, mate.
Gotcha.
I don't know why they didn't just call it Local Government Official Information Act.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, but the Legimia.
Yeah.
Legimia.
Yeah, so I did a few Legimias last year, and one of them was how many cases did they have open for 2018 involving red light runners?
Oh, yeah. I do remember these. Yeah,
and it was like 197.
Yeah.
Got written up as the story is it was 197 buses that ran.
Jesus.
Well, I don't know what that was. It was a horn for our listeners, but like a really weird sound.
I don't think it was for the listeners. I think it was for something else. You said it was a horn for the listeners, but I think it was unrelated.
Oh, no. Definitely was it. It was a fan.
I don't know. Yeah, that was a weird noise.
It was quite a weird
horn.
It
didn't sound like a normal car or bus.
Yeah.
Weird, anyway.
But yeah, so 197 buses. So they wrote it up as 197 buses ran through red lights in this year.
At least, yeah.
Yeah, which, like, if you read the actual response they gave to me, they mentioned that some of these are double ups, but, like, they'll group one thing in. For example, when I told
report
them about
50 of them.
1,000 of them, which they kind of put into one case. So one of those 197 cases is about 1,000 buses running red lights. It's good metrics for them, I guess.
Yeah, it makes it look, because everyone's like, wow, 200, that's an outrage. And then you're like, no.
Yeah.
No.
So I met the lady and she was like, whoa, that's quite a lot more.
Yeah.
Oh, was that one?
It was not a bus, it was a van.
Oh, right. It was kind of interesting. So she asked the cops whether they had been notified about any of them.
Yeah.
And the cops said no.
But they had. Talked to them.
They had. There was that one. The one that sparked off the start of Bus Factor GIFs on Twitter.
Yep.
Where people were crossing the road and they still just
ran out of the way.
Yeah. I told that to the cops. And
you mean her, the journalist, or the cops?
I reported that to the cops. Told the journalist that I had done that and I'll get the case report.
Yeah.
Because she was like, yeah, that's weird that they said they hadn't.
Yeah. The cops just don't know what the fuck they're doing, right?
Do you know what? Oh, don't get me started with the cops.
They just seem worse than any other agency for, like, hey, do you have information on this? Yes, but also no, but also yes. It depends who you ask and when you ask.
I've got one. I think I asked, like, do you have any dash cams in your car?
Yeah.
Cars. And they were like, no, we don't. Then a week later, they were like, we need an extension to this one. And then I'm like, which is it? Like, do you not have them or do you need an extension? Which one's right? But yeah, don't get me started on the cops. They suck at OAs.
They suck real bad.
But yeah, so I got the file for this particular case.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what the cops did? So I filled out a formal complaint, which requires the cops to speak with the driver.
Does it require them to speak with the driver?
I believe it does.
Okay, so I'm guessing they said, hey, mate, you went through a red light, and he said, didn't, mate. And they said, cool, mate.
Nah, mate.
Okay.
They emailed Transurban. That's it. Case closed.
Oh, what'd the email say?
They just emailed them saying, hey, one of your drivers did this. By the way, there's a camera watching you guys. Case closed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not policing. Like, what is the point of telling the police if they just do exactly what I can do?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what they did.
Cool.
Which is interesting. Like, I've done a few other bus-related incidents to the cops, and one of the...
Some involving, like, more safety of life than others, yeah.
Yeah, some involving, like, cyclists, like, nearly getting fucking killed.
Yeah.
And
just don't cycle. You'll die if you cycle. You know that. Everyone knows that.
Oh, Jesus. There's actually another story about that. Yeah. Oh, I suppose we could, like, lump it up. There was a cyclist in Auckland going over a bridge.
All right.
And he had like front dash cam and back dash cam. One of the buses was like centimeters away from him, like the back wheel.
Yeah.
And he was just like, what the fuck's happening with this? So I wander down to the Wellington station and report it. And they were kind of like, were you the cyclist? And I'm like, no. And they're like, I have just another read of this. And I was like, Do I need to be to report a crime?
Yeah. Like, does it matter? Oh, yeah, he was red.
But yeah, that one, the guy might have died. But yeah, like other ones, they've commented on the official case report. Oh, I've dealt with a complaint by Mr. Davenport before.
Yeah.
He doesn't like buses.
And you're like, no, I love buses.
It's a love-hate relationship.
Yeah. I like buses. I'm a big fan.
My sister's workmate asked her whether I ever catch buses.
You do, right?
Yeah. In the winter, I tend to catch them a lot more. I've caught a couple this month, actually.
Mm.
Had some sore legs.
Did she think you would or wouldn't?
I think they thought that I just hated buses. And like.
Yeah, no, I feel like that's the opposite, right? It's kind of like, no, you want them to do good.
Yeah,
right?
I want them to do good because I think public transport is like really good for communities.
Yeah, it's really good. That's why it's got public in the name, because it's for the public.
But yeah, the cops' responses are like pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't know what they do with their time, right?
And one just down the road here, I got off a bus. The bus behind like got angry at a cyclist, beeped at him, mounted the fucking curb to go around the cyclist, then stopped at the bus stop.
Which was like right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I told that to the cops. And the cop's like, what offence has taken place here?
Yeah.
And, like, case closed again. And I added additional information for the case, which was just copy-paste from the legislation
where
no vehicle was allowed to drive on the footpath.
Yeah.
And I was like, I suggest you educate your traffic police on traffic laws.
Yeah.
Because, like, driving on the fucking footpath.
And, like, around here as well.
Yeah.
It's pretty big.
That is not safe.
Yeah.
But yeah, cops don't seem to care.
You know how Metlink's like, we would rather our buses run late than break the law.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Yeah, here we are. We have so much evidence that that's not the case.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And I don't doubt, like, Metlink, I think, genuinely do prefer
Like, I met with the people at Metlink, and I think, they do.
Yeah, it's just Transurban.
Want it to be. Yeah, well, I probably think that Transurban also wants them to be more safe than rather.
No, they have contractual obligations, right?
Yeah.
Like, break the law, what's the punishment? Nothing. But be late continuously, there's bad rep, harder to get more bus drivers, potentially there are punishments.
Yeah, there's actually a fucking shortage of bus drivers.
Weird.
NZ Bus lobbying the government to try and declare it a national skills shortage.
Yeah. It's like, there's a shortage of, like, underpaid people. People don't want to get, like, paid shit all to.
So many of the comments were like, a bus driver could quit their job, just get any other job in the world, work 40 hours, get paid more than what they do working longer hours.
If you're a commercial driver, just drive a truck.
Yeah.
Sorted. Probably fucking better as well, because you don't have to deal with people all the time.
Oh, did we miss one?
No, it's just it's just a little bit glitchy, a little bit of a glitchy boy.
Oh yeah.
I think that will do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's better. It's running pretty good though.
Right. Yeah, I think that's probably all for that.
Yeah. What was you talking about the news story, right? So, we actually got a GIF in the stuff article.
Yeah, she picked like the worst GIF.
It's because, as I said, there was a period where it was blocking searches for Bus Factor GIFs.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, like when I talked to her, she was like, I was looking through for like a real good example. And I'm like,
but also it's hard if you don't know the hashtags.
Yeah.
Because you can't find out what
I probably should post those hashtags more regularly. So, like once a day maybe.
Oh, just put a pinned tweet. Not once a day.
Oh, yeah.
Pinned tweet that says, here are the hashtags we use.
Yep.
####. Click on any one to see the worst offenders or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And that way it doesn't show up in people's feeds, but if people are like, I want to search for one, they go to your profile and it's there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. I didn't think of the pinned tweet.
Yeah, it's a pretty like new feature. I mean, it's not new, but compared to the rest of the Twitter. I got a fucking thing this morning, actually, being like, you'll now see the most popular tweets first. I was like, I don't want that. I want that off.
Yeah.
And then I turned it off and it was like, great, we'll show you the latest tweets but after a few hours, we'll change it back. And I'm like, what? No, it's so annoying.
But yeah, so we're in the news. There may be another follow-up story, but like...
I have seen...
Need to get more information and shit.
The journalist who wrote the article, Amberly Way Blue, I don't know. She wrote some other articles about public transport as well. I saw that.
Yeah.
So she's on a roll.
Yeah. And she's like sending stuff. I'm sending her to another reporter as well. So like we're making good... leads.
So we didn't even have to go to the reporters. They just came to us.
Yeah. Well, they saw all my OIAs or like weirdly just one.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. If I see an OIA from someone, I'm like, check what else they've done.
Yeah.
Well, they've done 300 of them to the police. Huh. This person might be crazy.
Oh, I love reading the OIAs to the cops. Like some of them are asking like their policies on responding to OIAs because like they're just so shit.
Yeah.
And
they're so bad for it.
They take like the entire month to respond with just their policy, and it's like the same as last time.
Yeah,
like
requested
a couple of years ago, and then the guy like responds, being like, "Why did it take like 20 working days? Like, why was it on the afternoon of the last legal day? Like, the act says that you have to do it
as soon as reasonably
possible. Like, I gave you the title of it. Like, why did it take this long?"
Yeah.
And then the cop's like,
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you can go to the ombudsman and all he can do is say, yeah, this fucks, man.
Yeah.
There's no enforcement.
And it, like, takes fucking a year for the old buddy-waddy to...
Have you gone to him yet?
Yeah, I've gone to him a lot.
And what has he said?
We've added this and here's a reference number. We'll get back to you when we, like, start investigating.
Cool, I guess. I guess that's an incentive to not put in frivolous stuff. For you personally, because like, why? If you put in frivolous stuff now, it will literally slow down the other stuff.
Yeah.
But only put in something that's more egregious than your current things.
Yeah. So the stuff I've done is the regional councils saying operators.
Yeah, that's a real good one, actually. Yeah.
Not
just for you. That one's good in general to find out.
Yeah. So I've done like a couple of those. Like I've kind of been like, yeah, this is the same as this one.
Yeah.
And yeah, I reckon they'll be interesting because like they're probably going to refuse like a bunch more soonish because I asked for like all the training plans for all the operators because they like allude to them in their contracts.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'll probably be like, no, we can't give that. And
could
I'm
be
like,
commercially sensitive.
It could be.
That's what I'd deny it under.
Mm.
If I was a OIA weasel.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it should be fair to like, I should be able to see how they're training their drivers to be safe.
It's commercially sensitive, though.
Yeah, yeah.
That like there are some things like the posters in the workplace that's like anti red light running.
Oh my god, that was commercially sensitive.
That
mate.
One.
Did you see?
How was that one commercially sensitive? Yeah, because you were allowed to say with.
That was such an effort to get, and then I got it. I'm like, why
would that ever have been commercially sensitive? Like, what the fuck? This is clearly just you guys trying to get out of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty annoying. Hey, let's switch up a lane.
Yep.
What's next on the list? Read it out to me.
I
don't think it was quite that bad. The Australian Parliament hack. Did you hear about this?
Is that what that says? Yeah.
What was this Parliament hack?
Yeah, I did read a bit about it.
So the whoever the fuck it was, some Australian people dealing with Parliament were like, oh snap, man, we got popped hard. So they got popped hard. It was their parliamentary network. Here we would have, I think Parliamentary Services is what it's called it'd be the equivalent.
Yeah.
So where all the MPs get their, they plug in, they go into work for the day, they have Parliamentary Services emails. They also, as part of the investigation, realized that they had popped like every major political party there as well, like three of them or something.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty big penetration.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. No real technical details. They did release some indicators of compromise, I believe. It's like they're like, download this thing and it'll scan and tell you whether you got hacked by the same state actor. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think I did. If I had to guess, did the same person who hacked the Australian government hack me on my servers? Probably not. I'm okay. But cool, at least. They've been quite open about it. And I heard there's one guy, Alistair McGibbon, maybe?
Yeah.
There's some guy on the radio and he knew his shit. He'd touched a computer before, and he was like a politician. I'm like, damn, that's impressive. Yeah. So I'm actually thinking their response so far has been on point, man.
Yeah.
Like companies don't even do as good of a job of like response as this. They're not saying who it is. They say, well, we maybe never will say. They're not really giving say what actually got breached, what got lost, but it's still, I think, for a government, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
There are whisperings that it's China.
Whisper.
China. But of course, we haven't seen evidence for that. There's just like whisperings in the air, which can often be wrong.
Yeah.
They did say they're confident it's state-backed, but every company that gets hacked is like sophisticated actor, right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't really tell you jack shit. Anyway, interesting little story.
Yeah.
Hey, do you wanna switch lanes again? How many?
Nah, we'll stick on this one, I reckon.
Okay, what's next?
Password manager RAM.
Oh yeah. So did you see this was an article put up by someone? I can't remember who it was. Password managers have a major vulnerability. You're right there. You hot, are you?
Yeah, it's fucking warm. I've been wearing like pants and
long
sleeved shirt for 2 days. Like super warm,
especially when you're all greasy because you haven't showered.
Yeah, I showered, but yeah, I would.
No need to show off.
I could have put on one of those t-shirts.
The shoes you take off if you switch shoes into bare feet. Fine, whatever.
That's amazing.
For me, that makes the biggest difference is having your feet out. Anyway, you know what the biggest vulnerability with password managers is?
It's stored in RAM.
Yeah, well, they store your passwords in RAM, don't they?
Yeah,
got to decrypt them somewhere.
Yeah.
Every password manager is vulnerable.
Yeah, but how would you get around that?
You should never use a password manager.
How would you get around
never that? Never use a password manager.
How? Then what?
They're hackable, mate. Why would you use a hackable? Anyway, this was the article. It was it's pretty ridiculous. The NZ Cert here have put out a statement being like, you may occasionally see articles suggesting password managers aren't safe. We're pretty sure you'll be better with one.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's not like you're comparing, yeah, like you say, it's not like you're comparing password managers with magical thing that doesn't have vulnerabilities.
Yeah, and I mean, like, all security has, like, trade-offs and shit as well. Like,
if you have physical access, mate,
yeah.
Well, guess what? I can just watch you type in a password. I can just fucking backdoor your browser. Someone can execute arbitrary code on your computer and read out your entire RAM.
Yeah.
Well, fuck, mate. Nothing's going to help you, right? Yeah. So I think it's a bit bullshit. People keep putting out dumb articles, and this was one of them, and I thought it's kind of making the rounds. It was someone important who put it out, which is...
Yeah, fair.
I think it was Publisher's Research. Oh, which reminds me, it's on the list. Someone reported a bug to Microsoft. I think it was fairly recently. Here's how it went. I corrupted an EXE and tried to load it, and it gave me an error that it couldn't be loaded. So I went into a hex editor, and I modified some of the bits until I could get it loading. At this point, I was able to replace part of the executable with shellcode such that when I double-clicked on the executable, it would connect the reverse shell back to my server, thus allowing me to shell your computer. Bug bounty, please. Win money. Please exploit. Please fix.
So what's the bug there?
Yeah, that's the response. The response was like, what is the bug? You've just done a really convoluted way transferring hex.exe. But no, this person genuinely was like, this is a bug. It's weird, right? It's weird. Like, and presumably they learned a lot of shit doing it.
Yeah.
It's useful knowledge. It's just like, what? Like, when I have bugs, I tend to bounce off other people. I'm like, do you think this is a bug?
Yeah, I kind of do that as well.
Is this a bug? Should this be happening? What's the impact of this?
Yeah.
And that one, anyone would have been like, no. No. Nah, still submitted. I thought that was kind of funny. There's no real good story there or anything.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, let's switch lanes again.
All right, go back to this. So did you hear... Couple weeks back, so like we've got like 3 weeks worth of bus news.
Yeah, I'm trying to only have the last week of tech news because people tend to consume it pretty quickly.
So there was a cyclist in Karori.
Yep, the old Kaori. Yeah,
got
Karori?
Knocked off their bike.
Oh snap!
Because they were hit by a bus.
Oh shit! Okay.
Crazy big bruising on their legs.
Yeah, as happens if you get hit off.
So
a
bus. Guess what happened? It was like a not-in-service bus or something. Or like...
Oh, yeah.
It was like a bus that they weren't sure, like, because the colours didn't match up with what buses were. Oh, yeah,
it was like an orange bus or something, and they were like, we don't have any orange buses in service.
Yeah.
I know what happened, but if I had to guess, went to the cops.
Yep.
They said, we don't know what bus it is, we need more information, and left it. I think that would be my guess.
Yeah.
And then this person maybe contacted the bus people.
Yep.
Who were like, oh, we need more information.
Yep.
Kind of like what happened with the taxis. Remember, didn't you have this?
Yeah, I had that with the taxis.
It's a very similar situation where you go to the cops.
Well, so that one I didn't go to the cops.
That's true. You went to the taxi.
I probably should
have
gone to the cops first, which NZTA just told me recently that, like, I should just always go to the cops, like, on the, like, straight away.
Yeah.
And then the company. Hit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I went to the taxi company and they were like, we have like a fleet of like thousands of cars. We can't track this down. And I'm like,
well, you know where it was.
Do you not have like GPS? Like, I've given you a time and a location. They were on a job. Like, surely you can just work this shit out.
Yeah, like, this is.
They're like, nah, mate, nah. Way too hard. Yeah. And then, like, after a couple of weeks of like back and forth on that, I went to the cops, and the cops like, it's too long ago. Sorry. Advice would be to get a dash cam. And I'm like, cool, I'll do that.
Yeah.
And whew, that was good.
Yeah. Safer city roads.
And went to NZTA as well. And NZTA were like, oh, we can't do much. Like, like if cops can't do anything, we can't do anything. And I was like, wait, what is the point of the NZTA if I can't make a complaint about
a commercial driver
that hasn't been resolved by the company?
Yeah.
And like, I went back and forth a bit with them. There's some lengthy emails, and then I get a reply being like, we've talked to the taxi company, they've narrowed it down to like 4 cars that it could have been. All those drivers have been spoken with, and the person dealing with the complaints at the company has been fired.
Yeah, it's like, oh, and
I'm like,
oh, whoa, that escalated.
Yeah.
But it took a lot of digging. Initially, there's like no movement, right?
Oh yeah, it's
none
crazy
from the cops.
I felt like real good, like pushing back and forth on it.
Oh, I feel good when I push back and forth as well.
Yeah, God. But
yeah, so this is a somewhat similar situation.
So you always tell me when I push back and forth, nothing's ever going to happen. And like, you know what? We're in the fucking news because of my pushing back and forth.
Sure, but has it changed anything?
The numbers have gone down, but it might just be that
tree. Could be that tree. That's the thing. We don't know.
Yeah, so we're going down to like 80 a day.
Oh, wow, that's almost nothing. 80 a day.
Well, like, legal ones, like, hard.
Yeah.
Like, cut in stone legal ones. Illegal.
Set in stone.
Washed in stone.
Cut in stone totally works. I've just never heard it before.
Oh, you do hear, like, chiseled in stone.
No, I don't. I hear set in stone.
Anyway, I've got kind of a similar thing with the taxi companies at the moment.
Yeah.
Walking back from soccer the other week, we were crossing the road, red light came on, the taxi driver accelerated to go through the red light while we were crossing, nearly hitting one of the workmates. Mm. So I told the taxi company on that, and like a week later, no response. So I like send them again, be like, oh, sorry, we've been away. I've sent this to the IT team to run a report.
Yeah.
Well, no, they didn't say they were away at that point. I was like, when did you send this to the IT team to run this report?
Yeah.
Didn't get a response for another week. And then I'm like, hey, I noticed that I still don't have a response from something that happened 2 weeks ago where someone's life was at risk.
Yeah.
You not doing anything is just kind of incentivizing people to keep doing what they're doing.
I don't think it incentivizes.
I didn't word it like that, but I was kind of like,
yeah, it's like there's no punishment for it.
Yeah. And then they were like, oh, yeah, we've run the. Oh, I think I also mentioned, like, yeah, I was the guy that got hit by a taxi and, like, you didn't do anything for months. Then suddenly you were like, can you just do that again now? And then they replied,
you should have said, you shouldn't have done anything in months. Until someone got fired over it.
I think I did mention someone got fired.
Oh.
But then suddenly the report had been run and they were like, oh, sorry, I've been away for a few days.
Yeah.
The report's been run. We've talked to the driver. And then I was like, and...
What was the outcome?
Yeah.
But from their perspective, they're like, done, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fucking easy, mate.
Yeah, I think they were like, yeah, that's
easy.
Peasy, I was like,
lemon squeezy.
I'm kind of happy with that. Like, if they've talked to the person.
Yeah, identified him, talked to him, especially called him out individually.
Yeah.
It's a bit different to be like, oh, we put a poster up. That's like, well, versus like, we took him into a room and we're like, dude.
Yeah.
Like taxi drivers, man. Fuck
oh, yeah.
Drivers.
And there was another one, a taxi pulled out of me while I was cycling. And so I reported that. And they were like, yeah, we talked to him. And he didn't think he ran a red light because he ran a red light around the corner a bit later. And I was like, oh, I've got dash cam if you want. And they were like, oh, no, we believe you.
And you're like, well, then does it matter what he says then?
Yeah. I don't know. But what was I talking about? Oh, yes. The cyclist got hit. Crazy
cavalry, yeah.
Nothing's happening.
Yeah, couldn't identify the bus.
Yeah.
It does happen occasionally, but it is unfortunate, isn't it?
Time.
Especially hitting someone. It's like kind of, that's a big deal.
I know, right? And like how, if it gets to that point, like how do you not know that you've done it?
The guy who hit me when I was riding didn't. So when I was a kid going to school.
Yeah, that's right.
Hit me is not quite right. I was riding along the road. The bus came up like behind me and like clipped my handlebars and I fucking went flying, which is kind of lucky because you can imagine I could have gone flying forward.
Yeah.
And then like under the, but I flew kind of to the left, which I think if you clip the handlebars.
Yeah, that's
forward,
what
you
happened
tend to fall left.
When the taxi hit me. Like,
yeah.
It kind of like bumped me that way and I was like a bit wobbly and put my hand out and like, hit the taxi.
Yeah.
Like, not like hit it, but like put it,
touched it
for
yeah.
balance, and that kind of pushed me over more.
Yeah.
And so I fell off away from the taxi, but like into another lane, and I was like, whoa, shit.
Yeah.
So I like get back on, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, when I flew off, I don't know if I hit my head or what, but biking on the ground.
Yeah.
And I was like, did I just get hit? It took me like a few seconds to be like, what the fuck just happened? Because, you know, the time slows down. No, it was none of that shit. It was, like, literally memory loss. Biking.
It's pretty nuts. Like, I've done it, like, both mountain biking and road biking. And, like, you're just like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
Where's my bike? Is it fucked? Like,
yeah. The bus driver got fired in this case. But he didn't even know. There was the car driving behind him saw what happened and was like, oh, shit, that bus just fucking hit a kid. Followed him, chased him down. There was another one. Followed him, chased him down, like made him pull over and come back. And like the bus driver apologized to me. And I was like, like a kid, I'm like, I don't, okay. I just want to go home. I don't,
yeah.
It's a kid. And then he got fired.
I mean, I kind of agree with that. Like,
yeah.
Cause
hitting a kid, not even knowing.
Yeah, not even noticing that you've done it. Yeah. Or like, hitting a kid is bad because A, you aren't like seeing, you're not aware of your surroundings at the time. Hitting them, then not noticing, like, you're crazy.
If no cars had been around, if it just had been the bus, I would have been like fucking lost and confused and scared and like, what's going on? Mommy, help me. His excuse was the mirrors were fogged, the windows were fogged up. And the thing to that is like, well, then if you literally can't see, if they're so fogged up, you can't see the road, maybe you shouldn't be driving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got fired. Took a bit of pushing. My mum was like real angry about it.
Yeah. I can imagine takes a bit of pushing.
Yeah.
So when I saw this Auckland cyclist in the dash cam, I was like, ooh, like reverse dash cam. Like maybe I should get one.
Was it someone? Someone mentioned. Do you know who it was? I've seen some Twitter messages.
Yeah, so it's a guy that's like, he's like.
Is it the guy on Twitter?
Yeah, it's the guy on Twitter.
Okay.
Cool. And he's like posted heaps of stuff. He's basically me in Auckland.
You in Auckland? Gotcha. Yeah, I saw his username and was like, wow, okay, that's.
But yeah, after that, I noticed because I'm like in a cycling group on Wellington. And I noticed there was like a pinned post for like all the bad driving out there.
Oh, yeah.
And I scrolled through there and it was like a lot of fucking videos, a lot of involving buses passing with fucking millimeters. And I was damn, what I could do is go through and like follow up with MetLink and
collate
the police
all of them.
And
you know what would happen.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And it's kind of why I didn't do it. One of my mates suggested that I do an OAA for all the buses that ran red lights that I've reported to Medlink. So I just did the ones that were interim red.
Yeah.
And asked for the driver ID, which, like, I think they're able to do that. It's just a number. And I was like, my reasoning for this is I want to see whether any double up.
Well, yeah, but the thing I think you'd run into is like, well, okay, then we just go back through the video, find a high-res one, look at his face, and now we know who it is. I think it identifies the bus driver, not just a number. It does identify the bus driver.
Yeah.
And if there's one guy with 20 things and someone gets hit by a bus and they hunt him down and murder him, that'd be on us.
Yeah.
Someone wants revenge after 90214.
So, well, if there's one guy doing 20 fucking red light running a day or whatever, like if it's just like a select handful of people,
yeah,
I would say they should not have jobs as bus drivers.
Sure, I agree, but...
And my point, and my OIA request was a bit cheeky because I was like, because it's a lot of data to do, and I was like, I understand this might be substantial, but I would imagine that Metlink have already done this investigation because this has been reported to you, so I would hope that you already have the information and you don't have to collate it
again. Yeah, yeah. But hand me what you got, buddy.
They probably didn't do anything, because I know they didn't, because they told me they didn't, because it was too many, and I'm like, well... I put them in nice little folders so they could see which ones were the bad ones. And
yeah, yeah. Still, yeah.
Honestly, it seems like people don't see these folders. I
think they just don't care. It's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Did you see Guy posted on r/Wellington today, yesterday?
Yeah.
The guy who was like...
That's one you sent me
today. Yeah, the one I sent. Yeah, yeah. Being like, hey, I was cycling and I fell off my bike. At the corner of Manners and Victoria. I seem to remember someone had a webcam pointing at that intersection. Could anyone help me out?
Damn, we're famous, mate.
I know, right? People are like, that's the bus factor. But they only film on Fridays during this set time, and they're not there for the last many months.
Yeah. But
so, still.
I kind of want to know why he wants the footage, because he kind of just said he fell off, and I'm like...
Yeah, he said he fell off, but why would you want the footage then?
Yeah. Because
that just makes you look silly.
Like, so, yeah, like, I'm imagining he got hit by something.
Yeah. So, someone said, you mentioned, like, the police have cameras, but
yeah,
he was breaking the law, I think. He was biking in the bus-only lane.
Yeah, so I did a comment, basically, like, the cops do have cameras, they can look them up, because I do that volunteering, so I see those cameras. Yeah. But I was also like, if you were on Manor Street, then... You probably don't want to tell the cops because you were probably breaking the law.
Yeah, it's like maybe they'll give you the footage anyway, but...
That said, cops have... Because there was that bus a couple years back that, like, there was a cyclist on the bus lane and the bus kind of just, like, sandwiched him and turned his bike into a taco, I think the news story called it.
Wow, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it was, like, folded in half.
I'm hungry for tacos now.
But, yeah, the cops, like, followed up on that.
Sorry, that was the bus lane.
Yeah, that was on a bus-only lane, so cyclists shouldn't have been there.
You said bike lane, which was a bit confusing. Sorry. But yeah, they're still, they're picking them out. Yeah, I mean, I've heard of people who bike down there and like are like, oh shit, I'm going to die. Two buses are coming.
In this Facebook group with all the videos, there's a lot of people commuting from like Petone or something coming down Thorning Quay.
Oh, fuck that. But
I used to do that. I mean, it was kind of fun. It's like a brand new path now. But so there's like...
Is there bike lanes all through there?
Yeah, shared lane on the footpath, so you can go on there. Then when you get to Thorning Quay, then it's a bike lane.
Yeah.
Which, it's a bike lane and a clear way, so cars aren't meant to be parked there.
Yeah. That was fucking egregious.
Egregious. No, yeah. I think old Chris Kelvey would
Wait,
say
check,
it's
check,
fine.
Check it, check it, check it. Come on, replay, 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 replay. Oh my God, we need to fix this up.
Do you reckon it'll work?
No, it's already too late. Yeah, that's not right. But still, that was... No, that was red before he entered.
Yeah, so that cycle lane on Thorning Quay.
Yeah, the clearway, yeah.
So cyclists use it.
Yeah.
There was a video, so dash cam footage of a bus just going into it as if it was a bus lane.
Huh.
And cutting off a cyclist, coming real close, like centimeters from the handlebar type thing.
As they always do.
So that person complained to Metlink, as they should.
Yeah.
Don't think they went to the cops. Because, I don't know, complaining to the cops is hard work. You actually have to, like, go in
physically
sign a thing.
Yeah.
and then they'll do something, because otherwise you just do it online and it goes to dev now. I'm convinced it goes to dev now.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Safe City Roads and nothing happened.
Yeah, yeah. You have no feedback. Well, you can like use the OIA process. I think you can't.
I'm kind of interested in that, because like I did a substantial number of complaints to them by the Roadwatch.
Yeah.
And
well, Roadwatch isn't the same as an official police complaint.
Yeah. But like, I would hope that if the cops suddenly see hundreds of fucking complaints about commercial drivers.
Or another fucking Donald Donaldson. Shut it down, boys. Block his IP.
I love him. But yeah, what was I saying? So Metlink's response to this was you were in their blind spot. They were changing lanes.
Into a bike lane.
Into what they called a bus lane. And yeah. They were like, yeah, maybe you should be aware that buses have blind spots, etc. We run this bike course.
Yeah.
Maybe it could be useful for you to go on this. They replied back being like, it's a cycle lane, not a bus lane. Maybe the bus driver could go on that course to
learn what a bus lane is. And also, I thought they don't run that course. It runs yearly. And the last one was 4 years ago.
Yeah, so a couple of requests I'm thinking of doing in the next like month or so is asking for number of buses. Oh, I might
number
have
of people
asked,
attending.
Well, not there. I've already got that. But all the incidents involving cyclists and their driver IDs, and then the driver IDs of that attended the cycling course. And just seeing drivers that are involved in incidents involving cyclists.
I bet the answer is no. Like, yeah. That doesn't really, what's the point? Like, what
makes them think about it?
I don't think it does.
I think it does.
It's an OIA person who doesn't give a shit.
Nah, so I've talked to the people there. They, the people at the top see all my OIAs and they're aware of it, and they pass it on to all the other teams, being like, hey guys, like, this is a bit of a problem.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah,
and
sure.
And it's made a...
Because like, let's say they think about it and they say, meh, fuck it. Like, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. So the reason why I did that was on that Facebook group was people were saying, yeah, if you get hit by... If you have an incident with a bus...
Nah, he's all good. Yeah.
If you have an incident with a bus, you can tell Metlink and request that driver to go on that bike training.
And do they do it?
Apparently, it was implied that that's the response that they would get, and I'm like, damn, that's different responses to what I get from Metlink.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I mean, if they definitely go on the training, then that's nice. But if it's just like, we suggest you go on the training, and
I doubt
like, fuck
it is, because like in the last year, there was four. Oh, no, there was meant to be four, there was two, and like 10 people went on. And I'm like,
yeah.
I feel there should be more drivers coming on.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
we've got 7 minutes left.
Yeah,
so
should we change lanes? You can do three stories.
Yeah, they're pretty small, all of them are. Did you know that Google Nest Secure, whatever the fuck it's called?
Yep.
A little device you put in your house and you control it using your phone.
Yep.
Yeah, Nest, play some music. Nest, unlock my alarm, whatever the fuck. You use your phone though, right? Anyway, so people bought these, put them in their house. One of the things is it's got a speaker. Right?
Yep.
But that's pretty much it. I don't think it... maybe it has a camera. I can't remember. Anyway, they released a firmware update. Hey, you can now control your Nest with your voice.
Yep.
They never mentioned it had a microphone. Never before now have they mentioned anything about a microphone. They released a firmware update where they're like, by the way, the entire time you've had a microphone inside your house, we just hadn't enabled it yet. And we're like, what?
Yeah.
Don't worry. We don't listen. Trust us. And I'm like, that seems like bad advertising, guys.
Yeah. That's pretty dodgy. Yeah.
I can see what happened, right? The tech team were like, we should have a mic in there. And they're like, okay, we haven't got the feature ready. Well, marketing needs to market it, so we just won't mention it because it'll ruin marketing. Long story short, it's fucking creepy, isn't it? The camera quality is not super good. So.
Yeah.
A listener just mentioned that we didn't see them.
I don't actually think she's a listener.
She better be.
Is your significant other a listener?
No, she doesn't like it. In fact, when my mother watched it, she was like, I don't listen to this shit. My mom listened to it once, and one time she was so bored, she listened to the next week's episode.
Oh, there's nothing on the chat.
Yeah, well, different time this week. Haven't done it for 2 weeks. Fucking yeah.
Yeah, that's so pretty crazy. Google's fucking weird.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. What else we got up there? It's fucking hot. Fuck, it's hot.
I might want to take off my dirty socks because they're quite...
Haven't you got clean shit to do tonight? Where you got to have a shower and stuff?
No, this is it.
Okay.
Fucking no, nice. I got changed. This is my last clean stuff. But okay. I'm like, I'm sweating here. This is a hot office.
It's hot, yeah. It's like, I think it's just the humidity is making it so much worse. If this was like a nice day... It was like not humid.
One of the meetings today, the meeting room was just like unbearably hot. Oh. And then towards the end of the meeting, the client was just like, "Oh, I should turn on the AC." I'm like,
"You're like, it has AC."
I'm like, "What the fuck?" No, it wasn't. I was like, "Oh, thank God."
Yeah. I hate that. Our office here has no AC. It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah. It's actually quite cool in the boardroom. Like, that's where I kind of sit most of the time.
Yeah, I've seen it because there is a little bit more ventilation there.
Well, there's that pipe that goes to the outside.
Yeah. Does that vent in or out?
I think it vents in. Like, okay. Cold. Like, if you're sitting in the spot I normally sit in, cold air hits you on the face and you're like, oh, yeah, this is what heaven feels like. I think there was one as well.
To the replay. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, what? No. I think it was. Okay, we'll count it. I thought it automatically played that.
Yeah, I thought so. I don't know. We haven't used that replay in a long time.
Yeah.
Right, dirty socks.
Oh, that was the segue you were making.
Mate, okay. You know how I do the segues.
I honestly didn't see it because you are literally wearing socks and talking about being sweaty. Hey, we should get some AC in here. Wouldn't that be nice? But the problem is we have nowhere to vent it. If we vent it out an open window, then all the... Yeah, it just comes in through the open window, so it doesn't end up being good.
Yeah.
We need a place to vent it.
Anyway.
Can you vent it down a pipe?
Dirty sock.
Can you vent hot air down a pipe?
That pipe.
No, I wasn't. Well, yes, that would work as well, but I was more leaning like the kitchen sink.
Oh, that pipe will be so cold. Should we go touch it?
No. I touch it sometimes at night. I go up and just put my hands on it. We have like an internal drain pipe that like, it's from the roof. It sounds like rainwater
comes out.
You
can hear it dripping.
Yeah, it's you get used to it, but it is weird. Anyway, dirty sock is Ubuntu privilege escalation via Snapd. It's like their package manager that's not apt.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird, it's big, and it's dirty, and it gets you popped. So, you know, if you're on an unpatched Ubuntu system, it might be useful. But, you know, I don't know. Is privilege escalation useful? It's useful.
Yeah.
We need a better one. You know, we need a good one.
Mm.
And the last one I wanted to mention was, this one's old now, three weeks maybe. VFE email. It's an email hoster. They got popped. The hackers were vicious. They didn't just hack them. They hacked them, RMDSHRF'd every backup. So they like went in the system,
Jesus,
figured out where every backup went, penetrated those systems, deleted every backup system that existed, and then deleted the prod versions. All gone.
That's fucking nasty.
Yeah, that's not just standard hacker. That's like angry hacker who doesn't care about money, right? Because these are like the hackers who do it to get access to email. Like, I would do that, you know? You can fish people, you can do that. I mean, if I was a criminal, which I'm not.
Yeah.
But.
You are, mate.
No, you know me. I'm legit. White hat. Too white hat to quit. Yeah, anyway, that's the end of that story.
Oh, that does.
Yeah, unless you got any bus stories you want to talk about?
Yeah, 2 minutes. Boom, headshot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so a bus driver...
You think we didn't talk about this one. We might have accidentally.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. So I basically looked at the last three emails from our reporter.
Yeah.
Because that should cover it. So I don't think we did, unless like she doubled up. But no, I think we just talked about it.
And then we didn't actually talk about it on the show. So,
bus driver on a fucking highway, busy traffic in the States, I should say.
Yeah, this will become obvious soon. But yes.
Wait, no, I think it was another car, road rage, gets out of their truck, fucking shoots a bus driver in the fucking head.
Fuck me. That's insane, right? Can you imagine if this happened here? You're fucking crazy.
There was that fucking shooting up in Auckland.
The one you were showing me. Yeah.
I was just like...
But that was like, that wasn't quite the same as some guy in road rage shoots a bus driver.
Yeah, like we don't often get that. Like,
I've had road rage before.
Our biggest like massacre with guns is 11 people.
Which one was that?
The one down south. Aramorana?
Don't think I...
Yeah, they made a doco on it.
To be honest, I'm not super excited. We do have occasional things, like there was the you know that Uruwera, was it?
Yeah.
Up in the mountains,
they were like training
mountain
people.
Training camp. Yeah, to like pull people.
Anyway, that's that. That guy's probably dead.
I've never been that road ragey, but once in high school, I've told this story before. Got called into an assembly. Principal sits down. Yeah, very dramatic. Right. Last night on the ride home, a bus driver was shot. Holy shit. I was like, fuck me. We was a low decile school, but I was like, that's insane.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Oh, this guy.
Fucking easy, mate.
Easy. That's one that Chris would say. Yep.
Chris would even say that. Anyway, then the principal continues with a BB gun. Okay.
Bit different.
Yeah, a bit different.
All right. Another bus news.
Yep.
Some bus driver fucking overdosed and drove a bunch of people and crashed.
Shit. Overdosed on what?
What was it?
Was it something good?
I don't think it said what
like
it was.
He overdosed on, I don't know, cocaine, and he drove really sharply for a little bit. he overdosed on MDMA and stopped to the bus to party with people.
No, I don't think it... Oh, I don't have it open anymore. There was another bus that was driving on some icy roads and fucking flipped.
Damn. They have like pretty low center of gravity,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was like going around a corner and then fucking flipped over a couple of times.
I guess they can like roll and then once they start, they just keep going.
Yeah. Another story.
Yep.
The airport flyer. So you know how they
here
were taking
Snapper out
away?
Yeah, bastards.
Yeah, so also the real-time information.
Huh.
Like, why?
Why? I have noticed it said cancelled on a shit ton of signs.
Oh, yeah, that's the driver shortage.
The driver shortage, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of cancelled stuff at the moment.
Yeah, we could briefly mention that, I guess, before we go. They're just cancelling services left and right.
Yeah.
Someone pointed out on Twitter that this afternoon they were like, hey, we're cancelling this service and replacing it with some buses. And
train service, yeah.
Trains with replacing with the buses. And they were like, hang on, have you done the math on this? You're replacing a train that takes 300 people with three buses that take 60 people each.
Yeah.
That's not going to work. That's not the right amount of buses, guys.
Yeah. They didn't respond, did they?
Not when I checked, no.
I could log in with the Train Factor account in
Do you have a Train Factor account?
No, okay. Do you reckon the other guys do?
The professor?
No, the...
Eugene and whatnot, yeah. No, I don't think they do. Okay, I think that's about it for today. Sorry we're running at the weird time. Are you here next week?
I think so.
Okay, you haven't got like a fucking wedding to go to? Because that's coming up at some point, right?
That's tomorrow.
Oh, that's tomorrow?
Yeah,
fuck
that's
me.
Why I have to run off now, because there's a rehearsal.
Yeah.
Which I should probably run, because...
Okay, well, let's end it here today, and we'll see everyone next week.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
Factor.
Oh yeah.